appeal to the demands of people like Mr. Campbell. They do it on the grounds that it will prevent violence and maintain peace and tranquility. These people, though their feelings may be sincere, are blind to all of history's lessons. Because history unmistakably teaches that to yield to such threats does nothing but bring on new and more outrageous demands. And if these people aren't made aware of the fact that when they violate the law, whether they agree with it or not, there are a lot of laws that I'm sure you don't agree with and I don't agree with, but they've got to be made aware of the fact that the only way they can change unjust laws is through the orderly process of legislation. And I think that from what you've heard today, you can see, I hope, that they don't have that feeling. And if they are allowed to walk out of this courtroom free today, they'll have no respect for anybody in the community, because they've already been given more than equality before the law. They've been allowed to stay out and do things that others would not have been allowed to do. And they can't have any respect for the court or anybody else if they're allowed to continue doing this. Since I have been in this job, I have tried my best to see that everybody is treated alike before the law, black and white alike. And I defy anybody to show me any case where I have been any other way. And I will say that I have never had anything but complete cooperation from the black community. I think they're good law-abiding citizens, and I think that most of the organized crime you find will be in the white community. But I think that this case should be handled just like any other case. Mr. Campbell was demanding equality in 1963. His complaint was the lack of equality. If he is not required to serve his time, then there will be no equality in the law. And I hope that in rendering its decision, that this court will feel that in order to ensure for this community equality before the law, that these people should go to jail and serve their time. They may have believed in their cause, but now they've got to pay the penalty. And Mr. Campbell, in his first statement, said he was ready to go to jail. Now he's changed his mind and tried through pressure to scare the community. I'm asking this court so that the community can have some respect for the judiciary to sustain the decisions of this trial court years ago in the Supreme Court of Virginia, and also the principle that all people will be treated equally before the law, sentence these people to the sentence that they've already gotten, so this community can feel that there is not two sets of laws, and that these people will know that they can't make demands and intimidate a community.
Please, court, this thing of equality before the law, as was being demanded in 1963, is something we concede that in 1963 we did not have equality before the law. Since 1963, a number of remedial statutes and have been passed, changes have come about, and so forth. That moves us a little closer to equality before the law. Right here, we're talking about equality before the law. We have people who have been convicted and sentenced of misdemeanors. The first misdemeanors in their life, and misdemeanors what he calls that society has come to recognize as just. Now, this court, and every court in the Commonwealth, a man may have committed heinous felonies, and as a part of the procedure of our courts, the motion of counsel, refer for pre-sentence report, and we look over the record, and the record shows that a possibility of rehabilitation, the record shows that the person is not incorrigible, the court holds out the scepter of mercy, even the person with heinous crimes. Now, on what basis deny that grace to these men whose records, except for the cause that they were striving, the cause of freedom for which America stands, other than that, they have partners' records. Now, on what basis are we going to deny the grace to them, which we extend to persons who have committed serious felonies? And not only first offenders. I don't know, other than Arizona's home court, I don't know the judicial practice there. But I think all the lawyers in the Commonwealth know that there, even if there's a second offender, there's a chance. We never cease to think that there's a chance. But on what basis? What is the reason now that we are going to arbitrarily in these cases say, no, you're not going to be held, or you're not going to be accorded equality before the law or equality to the mercy of the court that we extend in every other case? What's so different about this case? Remember, we have cases where the court is actually taking to a chance when it releases a convicted criminal on probation, because his record may be such that it's a question mark. I suppose many times his honor's had a very serious question mark. Is whether he's doing the right thing to suspend this man's sentence? Because is he going to get out, hurt somebody tomorrow, or is he going to do something that's going to be socially undesirable tomorrow? That is the only valid question before this court, really. Is there any reason not to suspend these sentences? Is there any reason to deny that equality before the law that we've been asking for? Is there any reason that we've got to brand, or we've got to handle as criminals persons who, when the history reads the lesson of this age, would brand as patriots? They were advancing the American cause, the American dream, and possibly, certainly, in 1963, what they were demanding was easily 100 years overdue. The 13th Amendment had been enacted nearly a century before then, and the 14th and 15th followed in succession. And we know that state simplicity had prevented that actually becoming a reality. There were other things in the history of that day. The 1954 decision in the school desegregation case in 1963 was 9 years old. But nothing had happened. And the attainment of freedom, of course, creates a desire for more freedom. And when the truth is really spoken, nobody is free until we're all free. The most that Mr. Fuller is seeming to urge is that Mr. Campbell has been talking a very cherished American right. Are we going to punish him because he's been talking? Are we going to withhold from him another chance that the courts routinely give the persons involved in felonies, violence of the person, and all kinds of crimes? Invariably, courts do not jail first offenders. And why should they jail? Why should these people be jailed today?
Anything further? Well, thank you, gentlemen. Again, I apologize for having the cold. This court is the opinion that to require these defendants to serve time would not eliminate any of the tensions, any of the problems. And at the outset, this court would like to say it has not been intimidated, this court has not been threatened, and this court does not feel under any pressure from any source, black or white. And as I told counsel in chambers, it's always been the policy of this court for our first offenders to have sentences suspended. And I must agree with Mr. Tucker. I can't see why this case is any different from any other first offender. this court cannot see how the serving of time in jail would help any matter in this community. The primary purpose of punishment is for rehabilitation purposes, and to send these defendants to jail, in the opinion of the court, would not have any useful purpose. This court feels that these defendants can go back into their respective communities and into their spheres of influence, and can have their followers to create a more desirable community, both for blacks and whites. So the court is going to suspend all of the jail sentences for these six defendants and place them on good behavior for a period of 2 years. And I am requesting that counsel for these defendants confer with the defendants immediately after the adjournment of court and make it abundantly clear that the violation of any of the laws of this Commonwealth would necessitate this court returning and requiring the serving of the sentences. I'm sure all the lawyers involved in the case will so advise. So the defendants will not be required to serve the jail sentences. The jail sentences will be suspended, and the remainder of the punishment will remain in full effect. All right. Court adjourned.